We're visiting with Opie coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, last time we talked last week, you guys were already 3-2 because of the forfeit against Northern Heights that you guys won. We kind of touched base on last week with your opponent tonight with Caney Valley. I guess the first thing on my mind is how rested are you guys, especially when you had that game be forfeited last Friday night?
Well, I think we're good. You know, the week has helped us. You know, we've got a little bit of some kids banged up a little bit, so getting an extra week has definitely helped that. Blake Redeker didn't play a couple weeks ago, and it allowed him had a kind of a bruise, a deep bruise on his collarbone. So, you know, not having a game last week kind of helped him. Garrett Gold's got a nagging knee injury, which again, another week for him. I think he's moving better this week, and just bumped some bruises here and there on other people. So that part of it was good, but I'll tell you what, Dylan, we want to play a game. We're ready to play. It seems like it's been forever, so we're looking forward to getting out and going against somebody else tonight.
It does seem like forever, Coach. You know, the last time you played a game was a couple weeks ago on the 23rd of September, where you won 27-0 over Pleasanton, which that was your district opener, and that does seem like forever.
Yeah, you know, what we've done is, you know, that week, obviously, we come off of that win, but there was some things that we learned from that game that we had to work on. So we've really spent a lot of time on that, made a couple adjustments on some things on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, we're anxious to see how we've – hopefully we've gotten better, and we'll see that tonight.
How do you feel like you started preparing for Caney Valley last week at the end of the week, and it's transitioned into this week? How have the guys just adjusted to knowing they're and preparing for a new opponent much longer than what they're used to?
Well, we've been in that situation a couple times before. These kids have the last couple years. So, you know, basically, we started working on them a little bit last Thursday or Friday a little bit, but obviously we got more film after their game on Friday night. But, you know, again, we've been concentrating a lot on ourselves last week in particular, and then this week we're working on them. They're going to be a challenge tonight. They're big. They're physical. They're going to want to run. They run the bone, so they come right at you. So, you know, I think the kids have had a good week of preparation. We need to go out and play and see what we're doing.
Well, they're 4-1, and you guys are 3-2. They've won three straight. You've won three straight. They defeated Neota Shea last week, 38-12. Their lone loss is to Humboldt, 24-0. You mentioned they run the flex bone and like to run the football. Just how sound do you have to be defensively to try to keep that running attack in check?
Well, it starts up front. We got to stay down. They're big up front. Their line is, I mean, I don't have sizes on their roster, but on the film they look big, and they fire off the ball. So it's going to be real important for our defensive line to stay low and create piles and not let, you know, they can't get shoved back in our linebackers, because they're one of those teams that they can get 3-4 yards of whack, they're just going to do it. So it starts up front, and then obviously we got to do a good job of, you know, tackling low, and because their backs are strong, physical kids too, and, you know, we got to pursuit to the football. And then on the offensive side, it's kind of the same thing. They're going to be aggressive on the line of scrimmage. We got to handle that. You know, I think there's some things on the perimeter hopefully we can get into, but, you know, we'll do whatever is working. You know, we're one of those teams offensively is going to try to figure out where we can go get something, and, you know, we'll attack that area.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Caney Valley, and looking forward to chatting with you again next Friday.
All right, Dylan, appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have a good weekend too.
That's Opie Coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner. Brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.